Dr. Patrick Osram's Rose speaking. Yeah, I can definitely help you with that. Just confirming, is it to do with a work cover or TAC claim? And do you have private health insurance? Perfect. Do you know which level of cover you have, like a gold, silver, or bronze? Perfect. All right, let's get you booked in. Where are you? No, only because, look, we kind of, I'm not playing devil's advocate or anything, but we kind of assume if you're seeing a neurosurgeon, there's the potential that you need surgery. So he kind of treats everyone as if needing it, but not. And neurosurgery is usually one of the higher levels. And then that way, we just color code it in our system. He will see people who don't have insurance, but more of an opinion only, and then would suggest to the GP to take them under the, refer them to the public system. And then that way, everyone knows where they stand beforehand. Like, I'm also going to give you an item number to double check with your insurance. But like that way, at least you know that if you were to come in and he says, you know what, you're eligible for surgery, you need surgery, at least you now know I'm covered. Potentially, I could have it next week, as opposed to going away, finding out, are you covered? And then finding out, oh crap, I need surgery and I'm not covered. Excuse my French. So that's why we find and not all covered as well with plan. Yes. Yeah, no, it's a totally fair question, but that's, and also if people aren't fully covered, he only sees like one opinion only a day, a week. So a consulting session. So because they're not covered, he doesn't expedite them as such, but those who have private insurance, he'll see everyone, he'll give an opinion, but like if you've got the insurance, let's bump you up the list a little bit faster if we can. It works for everyone. Yeah, there's a. Well, I think it's different with plastics because not all of it is actually going to be covered, or it's minimal actually covered by the private insurance. A lot of it actually is self-funding, one could say. So, and it's, well, there's a lot of want rather than need as well. So, yeah. So, what was your name? Sound familiar. Oh, let's have a look on health link then. Incoming. Carol, I can't see one, but we can find it and work it out. Okay, cool. Whereabouts are you located? Okay, cool. So we've got rooms in Brighton. So that would be closer to you. Right, rooms in Brighton or Parkville, but yeah, Brighton is going to be. Yeah, all right. So the next one I have available there is Wednesday, the 10th of September. Perfect. 2:45. Perfect. Let's get some details. Did you, what was it, Claire? Sorry, I missed that there. Karen. Yep. Surname? Perfect. Date of birth? Perfect. And your BEF contact number? Yep. Yep. Perfect. And who's the name of the doctor referring you to us? Practice name? Cool. I'll look out for the referral. And have you had any scans? Lumos, perfect. We've got access to them. Excellent. Look, I booked you in for that 2:45 Wednesday, the 10th of September. You'll get a confirmation text message in a moment. And it'll also have attached to it the link for the new patient registration form. If you can fill it out prior to the appointment, you know the drill. Yeah, if you wanted to look up that item number, I'll give it to you anyway. It's 51011. Okay, but that's all. So look, do you have any concession cards? So it's $410 for the new patient appointment, and there's a rebate of, it's about $130 at the moment. And we'll do it through on the day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? For a new patient? Oh, wow. I found also much lower, but medical, like my husband's an allergist, and theirs is pretty high. Like out of a $450 appointment, patients get $265 back. I don't get it. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I think it's different for the specialty.
But yeah, that's all booked in for you, and you'll get a text message. Okay. Have a great day. Bye.